You're listening to a show called The Record, so we should talk about music sometimes, right? Fortunately, you don't have to listen to my music recommendations, because right now the soundtrack to the Disney movie Moana is on constant rotation at my house. Instead, we brought in someone who's way more knowledgeable about music, KEXP DJ Charlise Metcalf. She hosts the local music show Audio Oasis every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. Charlise came in and talked with Bill Radke about three bands she thinks you should know about.
What's the first song you've got for us?
Expectations by Fallon Sierra.
Let's hear some of that.
All I see in your disguise is a rush filled with fires, but you're not content in it, in it, in it, in it. Do, 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 do.
Just the way that everything layers on top of each other, it's kind of like climbing up a mountain and listening to this really wonderful voice carry you at the top. So she just came in second in Mopop Sound Off competition. Are you familiar with that?
Mopop is what used to be known as the EMP.
Yes. Yeah. And so they hold an annual battle of the bands, and her voice is so wonderful. Her lyrics are really cool. And I think she's 21, and it's just nice to, it's just nice to hear that confidence, you know, like, this is what I'm going through. These are the types of things that are affecting me. And I don't know, just really made me just really happy that she's representing the Seattle music scene.
Talk about this song, Expectations. Why'd you pick this one?
I picked it. I just love the way that it starts, and I love how it grows. And it's just got this really sexy, soulful sound. And the way that the music works with her voice just makes it a song that I want to revisit all the time, and that kind of leaves with me even after it ends.
And you know that I'm floating. If you look up in the sky, I stay floating.
She doesn't sound miserable. She sounds unshakable.
She doesn't sound miserable at all. She sounds very honest.
Honest.
And she is telling this person, this is how I feel. This is what I want. This is what I need. And I think in all relationships, we have to be honest in that way and let people know how we're feeling.
Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. I'm floating.
That's Fallon Sierra, the song Expectations. Charlize Metcalf from KEXP, what's the next song you've got for us?
Haley Hendricks, Ride a Pack of Bees.
Look at me, my summer close to flying. Limbs so light, I could ride a pack of bees. On my stomach so tight, I could make a rope and climb it. Limbs so light, I could ride a pack of bees.
When I heard it, I was blown away by how beautiful her voice was and how much I just wanted to hang on every word that she said.
Ride a pack of bees. Limbs so light I could ride a pack of bees.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Ego gets bruised like a broken nectarine. Lay me down, I'm not too scared to die.
The delivery of the music and how it all worked together. And it's got this, like, you know, Americana feel with this really beautiful voice that is saying these things to you in this very clever way. And I just fell in love with her and became kind of, well, obsessed enough that I wrote her fan mail and then asked her to come to KEXP and do it in studio, which she did. I had been going through some personal stuff, and I was really still just very excited to see her. And I remember watching her and listening to her sing, and I couldn't help it. I just kind of started crying because I was like, gosh, this really makes me feel good. I'm watching her in person, and her music and her and everything just kind of got to me, and it just, I don't know, she's really nice. Her music is really nice.
That's
makes
beautiful.
Me feel really good. Yeah.
That's what music should do. That's Haley Hendricks. And the last band you want to recommend has the fantastic name of Baywitch.
I love the name.
Baywatch.
No.
Baywitch.
So Baywitch is Lila Burns. That's her name. And I think she has some wonderful tunes, and I really like this song, Techno Pagan.
It's not Baywatch, but it is holding a surfboard and running.
Well,
I mean, I sound surfy.
It sounds surfy, but I still feel like there's so many different other elements that are put into the music that I don't actually want to call it, like, you know,
surf music.
I don't. Baywatch is really hard for me to kind of pinpoint in what it sounds like. It's got that surfy element. It's also got some garage rock to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got this like very lonely lo-fi, you know, stuff to it.
Sounds kind of off in the distance.
Yeah, and yeah, totally. I really feel that way. I sometimes when I'm listening to it, I'm like, this is like background music, you know, that you can hear in the front part of what you're listening to. Kind of like when you're, you know, at the grocery store and you're shopping and you're like, oh, this is a good song. Oh, wait, I love this song. Has that ever happened to you?
It breaks through. Wait a minute. You're not supposed to be noticeable.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
I like that it's not trying too hard.
No.
That pulls me in.
No, it's not trying too hard. It's just, it's like a simple little song, but it sounds so cool. Really great.
Well, I love the way you listen to music, so thanks for this.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. This was a real treat.
From Audioasis on KEXP, it's DJ Charlize Metcalf. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me, Bill. This was really fun.